The Director of Administration of the Electoral Commission, Christian Owusu-Pari, says 3,500 registration teams are being deployed to designated centres in 6,156 electoral areas for the limited voter registration, which starts today. Speaking on our current affairs programme Focus, Mr. Pari cautioned that the 10-day exercise is limited and not open to all Ghanaians. He explains.
It is limited in the sense that only people who are eligible to register as voters whose names are not already on the voters' register are to take advantage of this registration exercise. You must be 18 years or above and must be a Ghanaian and must be of sound mind. You must be resident in the electoral area where you seek to register or be ordinarily resident in that electoral area to be able to register at a registration center in that electoral area. And, of course, you must not be prevented from registering as a voter by any law in force. And the only laws that I know of, if you have been found guilty of committing some electoral offense for which you have suffered incarceration, and since you came out of jail, 5 years have not expired, you are not permitted to register until the expiration of the 5 years.
Mr. Owusu-Pari highlighted acceptable forms of identification and entreated the public to exercise restraint at the centres.
We are saying that go there with a driver's license if you have it. Go there with a passport if you have it. If you have the national identification card, you can tender that as evidence of your identity. Or if you registered before 2012 and since then you've not had the opportunity to register after the introduction of the biometric voter registration in 2012, you still have the opportunity. You may have the old voter ID card with you. You can tender that ID card also as evidence of your identity. But regardless of whatever identity card you have, if somebody still has doubts about your eligibility or is convinced that you are not eligible to register, that person can still file a challenge against you. At the registration center, we expect that people will comport themselves. If you have reason to believe that somebody is not eligible, yet the person insists that he qualifies to be registered as a voter, you don't physically restrain the person from going through the process. The way to handle a case like that is for you to file a challenge.
The Director of Administration at the EC also gave an insight into modalities for the registration, which ends on the 8th of next month.
The registration teams will be assigned to registration centers. Of the 10 days, they will work for 5 days in the first registration center in the first electoral area and then move to the next registration center in the second electoral area for the last 5 days. I want to caution people not to register, to go and register in electoral areas that fall outside their own location. Because if you do, then you have the challenge of transferring your votes later. So they should wait. The team will come to a registration center in their electoral area, and that will be the appropriate time for them to go and register. Because the team will be moving, we are putting up notices in the various communities indicating when the registration team will be at a registration center in the particular localities. And so people should look out for these notices so they know when the registration team is coming to their area.